This vigil night, it's a vigil where we're waiting for the resurrection of Jesus. We have faith. We are here in faith that our Lord is to rise. Our Lord is to rise from the dead, and we have that faith that Our Lady had, and we are with our Lady in that strong faith. And our faith is in who? Is in what? As in Jesus. Our faith is in Jesus. Jesus is the center. He is the be-all and the end-all, the Alpha and the Omega. He is our heart. He is our life. He is our King, our Redeemer, our Victor, our Hero. He has done everything for us, everything, literally everything He has done for us, and He prepares everything for us, and we are full of joy this night in the person of Jesus, not just what He did, but in Him, in Jesus Himself. He is our focus, our center. We want to grasp hold of Him. We want to love Him. We want to thank Him this night. We have faith in Him. We have faith in Him tonight, and it's strengthened by these Easter mysteries and through this 40 days of fasting and prayer and almsgiving and charity and work for the kingdom, for Jesus, everything for our Lord. Our focus is Jesus, and it's a beautiful symbol of the Easter candle and that light representing Jesus. He is all you see in the darkness, this one light, that's all you see, and that's Jesus. That's all we should see in our life. He is the focus. St. Paul says everything else is rubbish compared to the love of Jesus Christ. And He is everything. Everything points to Him. This springtime, all the flowers, all the color, all the birds chirping, all the springtime, all the life that's coming back, all the joy that comes with the springtime and the sunshine and all of this is focused on Jesus. Everything. The birds sing for Jesus. The light is a reflection of Jesus. And our joy is all centered on Jesus, not the things of this world, not all the things that we can get, and the pleasures and the joys and the things of this world are fade in comparison to Jesus. And He is the one that gives us the joy. And so everything is focused on Him. Our hearts pour out for Jesus. Everything is focused, everything directed to Him. And so we are really full of gratitude and thankfulness to our Lord for all He has done for us. He's the victor. He has conquered. He has rose from the dead, and He opens the gates of heaven by His strong arms. He opens the gates to all of us and welcomes us and beckons us. And we all we have to do is stay faithful to Him. All we have to do is love Him, and He is so easy to love. So easy to serve because of His wisdom and His teachings, His example, everything of His life. All we have to do is keep our eyes fixed on Him and not forget, not to be distracted by the world, not to be caught up in things that turn us away from Him, but to focus on our love for Jesus. And this should transform us. This should change us. These Easter mysteries, this whole 40 days, is to transform us, change us. Our efforts this Lent, whether they were good or bad, or whether we are faithful to them or unfaithful or not as perfectly faithful to them as we can, we were, put it all aside. We now focus more and more on Jesus, and we are transformed. And it's not just the efforts that we make. It's not just all our efforts to practice virtue and to overcome our faults and to struggle and to put up with things and to do all this. We're not doing it alone. We can't do it alone. We do it with Jesus' help, our Lady's help, our guardian angel's help, supernatural help. We are not alone in our efforts to transform ourselves. We are only a small part of the work. God's grace, God's power is what does it. We only have to cooperate. We only have to trust in God, trust in His love. And it is the love of God that needs to be planted in our heart deeply. And it is love that will make us practice virtue, make us improve our life. It is love that we are riding that wave, the wave of love for our neighbor and for Jesus, the wave of love. Love is everything. Love is powerful. Love is strong. Love is stronger than death. Love can take us to the ends of the earth. Without love, we can't do anything. We're going to stumble and fall without the love of God, the love of neighbor. So we transform ourselves with the love of God, the love that God plants in our hearts, and the love that we cooperate with, the love that we make grow more and more in our hearts. And we keep stoking that by looking at Jesus, by looking at Mary, by looking at him and not taking our eyes off of him, and full of hearts, full of gratitude and love, let us proceed to the end of our life, faithfulness to the horizon, to the light, which is Jesus Christ, always walking closer and closer with him to that end, which is Jesus.